second quarter of 2010 was a very miserable quarter for the stock market. So therefore, the CS and the I funds had a very poor return, negative returns over the second quarter. In fact, this is the worst quarter since the end of the 2008 downturn in the stock market. The market came back and starting in early 2009 and was doing very well until this past quarter, the second quarter of 2010. So, I mean, there are a lot of factors here that contributed to it, but let's just say this. Most accounts, most TSP accounts that are invested in the CS and the I funds were way down for this quarter.
Obviously, this is taking into account your best advice that you've told us for years. You got to be looking for the long term when you're in the TSP. Is it going to make any difference in the long term, and is it something people should worry about in the short term?
No, the people should not worry about it in the short term. If anything, they should keep putting the money in the three stock funds for the simple reason that the share prices are down, and by putting money in now, they're actually buying more shares, and eventually, like the stock market has done in the past, will come back, and as a result of their buying more shares now, when the share prices go up, the total value of their accounts will be much higher by the time the market goes back up, and it will be going up eventually. That's what the past history has proven.
We're speaking to Ed Zirndorfer, registered employee benefit consultant, about the TSP in the month of June. Now, this is the point where I usually ask you to encapsulate the factors that went into the performance of the stock market and all of those, all the different funds over the past month. What were the most significant factors influencing the market?
Well, the first factor is the fact that the stock market feels that the economy has not really come back, I mean, particularly with respect to jobs. Unemployment is still way up, close to 10%, even though the jobs market, the report came out this morning that unemployment dropped down to 9.5%. That's still probably twice as much as it should be, and the stock market realizes that. Earnings reports of many companies are not bad. However, the stock market is not, Wall Street is not convinced that these earnings of these companies will continue as is, because the economy is still sour until more jobs are created. That's one factor. Let's say on the domestic front, on the foreign front, with respect to foreign investing and the I fund, we know that Europe has had some terrible months here. The euro is down. Greece, the Greece economy is sinking. The economy there needs help to be almost bailed out. Countries like Spain and Portugal's economies are suffering. Other countries in Europe, such as England, their economies are down. The only country that really has done very well with their economy has been Germany, and they're trying to help other countries. So the fact of the matter is that foreign countries, particularly in Europe, are suffering, and as a result, the I fund has been down. And and another reason the I fund has been down is the fact that the euro, the dollar, has actually gained against foreign currency. So putting us all together, both the CS and the I funds have all reflected what's happening in both the domestic and foreign economies, and Wall Street definitely is exhibiting that right now. And I'll be honest with you, I don't expect any turnaround in the near future. There's nothing in the horizon that would indicate to me that the stock market is going to turn this thing around, and therefore the investors should not be surprised what may happen for the rest of 2010.
Let's move on then to the L fund. How did we do last month in the L?
The L funds again reflect what has happened with the individual TSP funds, CS&I funds. The L funds that are invested mostly in the stock funds, let's say the L2030 and the L2040, were negative. The L funds that invest mostly in the bond funds, the G&EF fund, in particular the L income and the L2010, were not bad, but they were not exactly very positive, would we say. They were just reflecting the fact that interest rates are still low. Bond prices have not fallen, and therefore the L income and the L2010 are just riding the storm, if you will, but not gaining much.
I think the term riding the storm is apropos no matter which of these funds you're in right now, because as we pointed out a little while ago, looking at the long term and buying whatever you're able to buy right now and whatever your particular situation will allow you to buy in addition to what you have now.
Exactly. And what I advise federal employees is that whatever you do, do not start switching your money around into the so-called safe funds, the F and the G fund, because you don't that never works. You have to say to yourself, I'm a long-term investor. I'm going to ride this thing out, and my horizon here is anywhere from 20 as much as 50 years with respect to the TSP. You have a young investor, an employee who's in, let's say, their 20s or 30s. They may not be touching their TSP for as much as 40 years. What can happen over 40 years? Look what's happened, let's say, since 1970 in the stock market. There's been ups and downs, but the long-term trend is up. And they have to say to themselves, I'm just going to ride this thing out. I'm going to be patient. I'm not going to get excited when the market goes up, and I'm not going to panic when the market goes down. I'm just going to ride it out.